universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. This past Sunday, the gospel reading, which was to be read in many churches, was a troubling verse for many people who are blind and or who have disabilities. Being that I have had a disability, I've been blind since age 11, I'm now 61, I have looked at this and looked at this section of the Bible. I'd like to read it, and then I'd like to give you my observations, and hopefully by doing so, it can alleviate and eliminate some of the problems people have with this Bible verse, as well as others. It's from John chapter 9, verse 1 through 7. As he went along, that's Jesus, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" "Neither this man nor his parents sinned," said Jesus. "But this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life. As long as it is day, we must do the works of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." Having said this, he spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. "Go," he told him, "wash in the pool of Siloam." This means sent, S-E-N-T, as though you're being sent somewhere. So the man went, washed, and came home seeing. Now, I understand, and I had many people say to me, "Well, if you just had enough faith, God would give you your sight back, just like this guy. Or what sin have you done that has kept your sight from you?" And so a lot of people think some wrong things. First, I got to start by saying, did you notice this man was born blind? He never saw a single day in his life. So first off, this is not about a healing. Healing means there was something and then it was taken away and then came back. He never had sight. So this was something he never had. So when Jesus gave him sight, it was a gift given by God, something that only God can do. And that's what really demonstrates the miracle about this. This is a miracle, not a healing. Second, the disciples even said, "So, Jesus, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he's born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither." There's a whole different reason. It's not about sin, because the whole discussion of sin goes to the cross. We who believe and trust in Jesus, that he died on the cross and then rose from the dead, our punishment's gone. And as those who don't believe, Jesus is still waiting to see if they will believe. And so, as far as God's point of view, he's holding off punishment on them specifically for sins until then. Oh, by the way, if you do rob a bank and then ask, "Why am I in prison?" Well, there is a cause and effect and a result there. On an earthly basis, sure. But when it comes to God, he is waiting because he wants our sin and the punishment to be on Jesus. That's why he died. And then that's why Jesus said there's a whole different reason for his blindness now. It's so the work of God might be displayed, might be seen, how God can work great things, even when things don't seem great. But here's the big thing that I really take comfort in. Number three, and some people are going to, why did Jesus make mud and put it on the blind man's eyes? To me, it's a duh. And if you are blind, you know that too. From 10 feet away, if someone said, oh, by the way, will you go over and get that, or just go through that door? Well, who are they talking to? Go through. And what door? They're pointing. You don't know. And that's what Jesus did. He made mud. He came up close, probably put one hand on the guy's shoulder, worked the mud on his eyes. And so the guy heard Jesus talking in his ear, felt Jesus touching him. If Jesus had garlic the day before, he smelled that garlic on him. He knew who this was. And he knew this was words for him, that this man was talking to him. And that's what we as people who are blind need. We need that extra touch. We need that connection so that we know that it's for us. And is it really any different today in our spiritual life? I don't think so. We like to know that God is there. We like to know that God's talking to us. We like to know that God does love us and forgive us. And that's why God goes out of his way to touch our other senses. Now, I may be overstepping the bounds here for a few of you, and I apologize if I am, but I think this is why he does baptism and communion. There's water with word. There's bread and wine with word. I think it's more than just something symbolic. I think he's really doing something here. It's the word that's doing it, not the water or the bread or the wine, but he connects his word of promise to these things so that we may see, smell, taste, touch, and know God is talking to you and me. And then last, it says, he said, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which means sent. After we're baptized, isn't that what Jesus says? Go and make disciples of all nations. When we're baptized, when we're washed clean, we see Jesus clearly as the Savior, and he sends us out into the world. Yeah, no different than the Father who sent Jesus into the world to die for our sins. Now he is sending us into the world so that we may tell others. I think that's significant that it's not a healing but a miracle, because it isn't dependent upon me but on what God gives. I also think it's important to realize, just like this guy who was born blind, spiritually we all are blind, and we all need that gift of sight given to us by God. And so God is the one who gives that gift. Now, if you go and read on in this chapter, it's really cool. About verse 37, Jesus came back and said, I should add between verses 7 and 36, the Pharisees, well, how did you get your sight? Who did this to you? And the man said, well, the man named Jesus did. Well, what do you say about him? Well, he's a prophet. You can't say that about him. Well, he was. He gave me my sight back. Well, then we're going to throw you out. You're a sinner. And they literally threw this man out for just saying what happened. Threw him out of the synagogue, threw him out of the fellowship, threw him out of the believers, quote-unquote, of that community. And so here was this guy given sight, and now he's depressed probably. Man, I get my sight and I get thrown out. And that's when Jesus comes along. This is now verse 37. Hey, how you doing? Oh. And maybe they chatted for a moment, but the question that then is worded here in chapter 9 is, do you believe in the Son of Man? And that's the phrasing for the Messiah. And he said, I'd like to, but I don't know who he is. And Jesus said, I'm he. So he identified himself as that. And this guy knew that it was Jesus who gave the sight, because he felt him. I'm sure Jesus patted him on the back. He smelled the garlic again or whatever. He knew it was him. And then it says he fell down and worshipped him. And so he got physical sight and spiritual sight. And then Jesus goes on to comment about the Pharisees, saying, that you are blind because you do not see spiritually. So I think this really points out some valuable things that doesn't separate us from God, but can actually draw us closer. And I believe that's true not only for those who are physically blind or have disabilities, but for anybody. It's true about all of us. We want to know God loves us. Well, he goes out of his way to do so. And he does do these miracles, especially to give us sight, to wash us clean, and to let us know that it's not about sin. And that's, by the way, when he said, we must do the work of during the day of him who sent me. The work of the day and work of the night, it's not law stuff, but it's gospel stuff. It's forgiveness, it's love, it's kindness. It's a phrase I heard once, and I'm going to close with this. A blind man can see, and a deaf man can hear, kindness. Isn't that cool? When we are kind to people, everybody knows it. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for giving miracles, being kind, blessing us and helping us. And Lord, I pray as we read this story, it'll help us in our daily walk to know that you care about us, you're kind towards us, you love us, and now you've sent us to tell others. Help us to see those around us who are in need and to help them. We ask it in your name, Jesus. Amen. I, as always, do write me. My email address is Dave, D-A-V-E, dot Andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus at not-alone.net.